We are on Torrejón Hill, next to the Nuestra Señora de la Asunción Parish Church. The church's construction here, at this high point, makes this temple able to be seen from any of Lumbrales' access points. Legend has it that this church sits atop an old Vetonian hill fort, like the one at Las Mechanas, which was later a castle, although this is something that cannot be confirmed. What we do know for sure is that, as the archaeologist Manuel Gómez Moreno says, this was one of the four churches that Lumbrales had, and it was the only one that is still standing. It was the architect, Rodrigo de Gándara, a Lumbrales native, who directed the construction works for this beautiful place. In the year 1581, the temple saw its first mass, although it is believed that at this time only the apse was finished. As is common for these types of temples, modifications and expansions took place over the years, and the choir and the portico were built sometime later, in the second half of the 18th century, under the reign of Philip II. The temple's Herreran style, with spacious proportions, is quite surprising, as well as the simplicity of the granite stonework used, and its high tower dating back to the 19th century and measuring 35 meters in height. In its interior, its naves are quite noteworthy, in addition to its crossing and its large chapel with square coffering. Especially important is its altarpiece from the 17th century, a piece that dazzles all who stop to look at it. Alonso de Balbás, a renowned joiner from Ciudad Rodrigo, and the individual who did the pews and the seating at the San Esteban convent in Salamanca, was the mastermind behind this Baroque altarpiece. He made a good copy of the altarpiece, which exists at the Escorial, turning this piece into one of the most beautiful ones of the area. The magnificently carved, gold-gilded wood of this altarpiece sticks out, dominated by the image of the municipality's patron saint, Nuestra Señora de la Asunción, Our Lady of the Assumption, also known as Nuestra Señora del Castillo, Our Lady of the Castle, perhaps in reference to the ancient castle that is believed to have existed where the church stands today. The altarpiece features several beautiful columns and a cross representing the crucifixion at the top, as well as the images of Saint Sebastian, Saint Cecilia, and Mary Magdalene, which arrived at this church from other village hermitages. Listening to its organ, one of the few left in the Diocese of Salamanca, built in 1804 and featuring 619 pipes, it is a pleasure for the senses and the soul. Now continue towards the municipality centre, where a sculpture awaits that speaks to us of the Las Mechanas hill fort and Lumbrales' Vetonian past. But before you go, let me tell you just one more curiosity related with the church. Its image was on each one of the national lottery tickets for the drawing of December 5th, 2013. See you soon.